And joining us now, I will turn it over to Pac-12 Enterprises Public Relations, Brenna Webb.
Thanks, Natalia. This is Brenna here, and thanks, everyone, for spending a little bit more time on the call this morning to speak with Pac-12 Women's Basketball Analyst Mary Murphy on this week's tournament. Mary will be one of Pac-12 Network's four on-air personalities on the ground in Seattle. She's joined by Anne-Marie Anderson, Krista Blunk, and Tammy Blackburn from the network's live telecast of the first three rounds of the tournament, which begins Thursday at noon. Pac-12 Network's women's basketball coverage will also include pre-, half-, and post-game tournament coverage with hosts Ashley Adamson and Rosalind Goldawande from our San Francisco studios. And Ashley, Roz, and Mary will also anchor the women's basketball selection show that special that will be on Pac-12 Network's March 18th at 7 p.m. So at this time, I'll just open up the call for questions for Mary.
If you would like to ask a question, star then the number one. Your first question comes from the line of Michelle Smith with ESPNW.
Hi, Mayor.
Hey, Michelle.
Mayor, can you kind of assess Washington's season for me? And, you know, Kevin, we heard Kevin say that they're, you know, that maybe they haven't been focusing necessarily on hosting this tournament, but there is an opportunity here for them, I would think.
I would think so, too. I think the suspensions really came at a very unfortunate time for them, heading into the toughest part of their schedule, the most important part of their schedule. And I kind of expected a better performance against Cal. It didn't happen. And he mentioned chemistry when he talked, and that is what that team's all about. Michelle, you know, you watch them. If they make threes, you know, Talia Walton can shoot as well as anybody in the conference. And if Jazz is playing well and Christy Kingma, I don't know if they have the depth to really get all the way to the finals, but I think if they shoot the ball well in an arena like Key, if you've been up there, it's real tight, has a great feel. I think it's going to be a great shooter's arena. I think, you know, that game against Colorado, if they get past Oregon, could be very interesting.
Your next question comes from the line of Elliot Allman with the San Jose Mercury News.
Hey, Mayor.
Hey, Elliot.
You might have already just answered it with what you just said to Michelle, but the question I was just wanted to ask you, the same thing I asked Michael Cooper. Who do you think will be the one surprise out of this tournament this weekend?
You know, for me, Oregon State is a dangerous team because of what they did to Cal at Cal, and the difference in that game to me was they made a lot of shots, and they looked good taking the shots, and they went down, and they just couldn't get the big bucket when they needed. I think Scott does a great job, and defensively they have good schemes. And then Washington, I just think when a team can shoot the way they can shoot, and you've got Amina Williams, just, you know, she's just never recognized among the great rebounders in this conference, but her numbers, you know, what conference has four players in double-digit rebounds, and she's one of them. I think those two teams, to me, are the ones that could you know, toss the salad a little bit.
Perfect. Thanks.
Again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one. Your next question comes from Brian Howell with the Boulder Daily.
Hi,
Brian.
Do you see anybody preventing Cal and Stanford from being in the final this week?
Oh, yeah, I do. Of course. Stanford and Cal are not perfect basketball teams. They both have things that they're very strong at, but they also have very obvious weaknesses. You know, if Stanford, you know, if Tony Kokenis doesn't play and they're not hitting perimeter shots and they get into some foul trouble with Chinay or Amber Orange and teams get physical with them, you know, Stanford's not a perfect team. Cal, Lindsay talked about it. They don't make free throws with great regularity. Their perimeter shooting can come and go. You've got to be physical with them. But I think that absolutely, it is not, I mean, don't look at that final and think it's going to be Stanford-Cal for sure and put money on it in Vegas. I think UCLA, it's going to depend, I don't know what Lemberger's situation is, but Nyra Fields, a highly recruited freshman, came in, had an outstanding game. And Colorado playing their best basketball, they're battle-tested, and I really think this is going to be a very interesting tournament. I wouldn't put my bracket in ink at this point.
Thanks, Mary.
Mary, it appears that's all the questions we have this morning.
Great, thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning for the finals coaches teleconference. Just a reminder, if you're in Seattle, Commissioner Larry Scott will be available for a media roundtable on Saturday at Key Arena at 4:30 p.m., and you will need a credential to attend that. Thank you so much again, and hope to see you there.
This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.